So one day, when he was abroad, is when I asked him, by the way, what are we going to do about my paperwork? Because now we had already started that conversation for we want to live together and we want to be together forever.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, yeah, by the way, about that, I gave this chick papers.
Oh.
I'm like,
When I met Karen, like I've said before, I was a church boy.
Mm.
But I had another life in high school, in campus. And I had friends whom we did stuff together. And I remember how uncomfortable I was.
With them meeting Karen?
Yeah.
Oh.
So and Karen insisted, bring them over for lunch. I'm like, no, they don't have to come for lunch. No, you bring them over, I'll make lunch. So I tell my friends and they're too excited. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to shoot myself on the leg. So on our way, I'm prepping them how to speak. You can't cast there. You can't say we're just from cheating.
Hey, what's up? Another time, another great episode. It's Behind Church Walls Podcast. We want to welcome you here. My name is Kerry Kagiri.
And my name is Mr. Cole.
And today it's just the two of us. Oops, is that a Jesus song?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right answer. We're talking about everlasting dating. Yani, infinity. Yani.
Yeah.
Pastor Precious.
Yes.
People in this nation, in 2024.
Yes.
They're still dating for 8 years.
Looking for what?
I don't know.
PhD in dating.
Someone told me. Yeah. And they're actually a celebrity. I don't know if I should mention her.
You should.
I know she'll be open with this. But Kambua, hi. Yeah. Kambua told me, and I remember the year was 2012.
Okay.
When she was just starting to go on Citizen.
Yes.
She was being mic'd, I remember. And she just told me, Kerry, if you're with a guy and in a year and a half, hajasema anything.
Yes.
You know, towards like this is what we are doing.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Run.
Run for your life.
I agree.
Because
yes,
I don't know anything. And okay, this is me adding. But that was just her thing to me. And I don't know where she came from. I wish she could respond to this and just like clarify.
Yes.
But coming from her, because she's like one of these very thoughtful people.
Yeah.
Like she just doesn't say things, you know, like some of us. By the time Kambua is saying that statement, there's something she was
she
teaching
has seen,
me.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I took it seriously, by the way. By like 8 months, we were dating and we're having conversations. And, you know, those conversations are not leading there. You tell me, why do Paul date for so long?
I don't understand. And I see that a lot. I know of someone who's in their 8th year of dating. And there is still no conversation of settling down.
Have they
down
been
or
long distance or that?
No, it's not long distance. They are very much around each
are
other.
Are they living in sin? I'm sorry to ask. Because with that kind of attraction, with relating,
it's impossible.
It's impossible to know. Yes. So, like, because there are always opportunities up and up. And especially now, they must be grown up kidogo.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they have their own home. So if this person visits them, as in, let's be serious.
Well, how I look at it, I think sometimes when it goes that long way, it seems to suggest that someone is just comfortable keeping this person, but from a distance. It's almost like fear of commitment. Fear of commitment and responsibility. Otherwise, it does not make sense why you will date someone for that long.
Mr. Precious, do you know what happens to such people?
Yeah.
They break up. This person meets someone in like 3 months.
Yeah.
They've engaged them. In like 2 months, they're married.
True.
So, I don't know. Please, we also want to hear from you. Can you just comment below? Why would you date someone for that long? Why would you be in a committed relationship that is not a marriage for 8 years? Let's talk about the few points that we'll address here.
Yes.
So when you comment, you're adding on.
Yes.
People might say we don't have finances to do a wedding. Let's talk about that.
Well, but you see, even when you're dating, your life is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're living somewhere. You're paying rent. Someone else is living somewhere. I would actually argue it would be cheaper if you moved in together through marriage.
Through marriage.
Because then you're not paying for two houses. So the whole issue of finances, the same way you're living when you're alone,
right,
you'll be able to live when you're together.
But let's talk about the wedding. Party the wedding. Not even living.
Yeah.
The wedding.
Yes.
There's so much
pressure
around financing a wedding. Let's talk about that for
but
just
you see,
a minute.
I thought COVID helped us see how possible it is to actually do a proper wedding with less numbers.
Right.
So I think most of us just usually feel pressured to give people something, your status, that will be the talk of town, the latest limo around, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Mama Kit was saying, she's called Apoondi. She said, you can't impress me with my own money.
True.
Because mambo ya kuniambia nichange wedding, ndio uniimpress na pesa yangu. Like, just call me.
That's so good.
I come and gift you. My sister did a Tuesday wedding. But there were still 500 people. I don't know. Like, that Tuesday wedding was supposed to, like, literally reduce the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
500 people took off, like, people who work, they literally took off days.
Yeah.
To come. Yeah. So weddings are a big deal in our culture.
They are. And I think most of us, because of that pressure, we prepare more for the wedding than for the marriage.
Oh, no.
A lot of our focus is on service provider. So even when you work with couples during that time, there's hardly talk of how are you doing, where are you at, how is your heart, how are you feeling. So, and this happened to me. Siku ya wedding, sile mnamaliza pale hivyo photo shoot, mnaenda reception, you watch your people go away, and everybody just disappears, and then you're left there with Karen, and you're like, wow. Where did we stop 3 months ago?
This is it.
Then, so, because we always think of that day more than we think of the after.
Oh, Lord, help us.
And our efforts actually should be on the after.
God, help us.
So, we should be able to come to a place where I'm doing a wedding not to impress anybody. Mm. So, I'm okay with a wedding after church. And
on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
If you know Kerry Kagiri and so, please stay behind.
Yes,
that kind.
That kind.
I love it. Okay, so wedding to make a candle. So we've said there's no excuse.
Finances.
The pressure is
not
only on you to do a fancy wedding.
It's self-induced.
And if your parents are putting that pressure, let them finance.
Mm. Yeah, by the way, yes.
Yeah, just ask them. By the way, unakuja na watu wangapi? Walipe. That's it. Because now this food is charged per plate.
Bus.
That's it. Food, deco, chair, didi, all that. Aya, let's go to the next point. I'm just not sure yet.
So why then are you dating?
She's nice.
It's supposed to be a...
She's nice. I like her.
Nah. I don't want to be alone.
Yeah, and I mean, we get along. We
I
get
think
along.
We've said it here before. Dating is... Is it Maria who says it's... you're finding data. You're collecting data.
It's me. Dating is for data.
Oh, you're the one, yes. Credits to Kerry Kagiri. To mem site.
Dark.
Yes, and I think... then that means the outcome of dating would be one of two things. Either we date to marry or we date to realize you're not the one.
Oh, wow. How long should that take? Ideally, I know it's hard to give it a time because people are different. People open up in different seasons.
Yes.
You know, they're just like an onion. You know, you just keep layers and layers and layers.
Yes.
So, in your opinion?
If we are in the same space... geographically, that means I get to see you as often as almost in a week. I'll see you a few times,
right.
or we are around the same working environment, or maybe fellowship. In a year down the line, you should be able to know someone.
Okay,
you should be able to come to a place of making a decision. Mm-hmm. The rest of it you can define.
I love it,
but I think that's a space where it's difficult to hide in a year. Somehow,
also,
yes,
the thing that we don't do is two things. I learned two things. You can know more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation.
That's absolutely
so
true.
So play games. Get them in a space where they're being playful. Get to know how aggressive they are, how catching my feelings they are.
Yeah.
Number two, ask the right questions.
Absolutely.
Ask both kings and queens. We all ask questions. Mm. Ask the right questions. So there's a guy I dated.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Mm-hmm.
It was half long distance, half we were together.
Okay.
And I just had a feeling this girl's married. There was something. Like
a feeling somewhere.
I can't put my finger on it. But there was something.
Yeah.
And so I used to ask him questions like, so, you know, this girl you dated her for 3 years, you didn't think of marrying her? No, it never came up. Then another day, I rephrased the same question another way. So, like, you guys didn't think about getting kids because at some point he was living together with this girl before he reformed his life.
Yes.
He's like, no, I never thought about it. So, one day when he was abroad is when I asked him, by the way, what are we going to do about my paperwork? Because now we had already started that conversation for we want to live together and we want to be together forever.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, yeah, by the way, about that, I gave this chick papers.
Oh.
I'm like, he says, yeah, I gave her papers. I gave her papers means I married her. So absolutely. Me, I just wanted to find out. So I was like, so did you like ask her to like, who came for the wedding? Just two of her friends. I asked, did she carry flowers? Yeah, she did. So did you tell her parents? Like, did you give dowry? No. Have you met her parents? Yeah, on the phone. Like, yes, I understand in a sense he didn't want to marry her. Like, marry.
Yeah.
In his heart of hearts. But on paper.
It's actually on record.
He's married. Yes. And I had found out slightly earlier that he was living with her. But I excused it because he said, you know, America is so lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
He's traveling a lot anyway. So it's just a place to lay his head and keep his stuff safe when he's away for months on end coming to see me. Yeah, I know you're looking at me like, carry ready, Mchinga. It's fine, this me. But even you have your own story. My point is, asking the right questions can it's lead important. You. Because this was like maybe 6 months in that I got to find out what my worst fear
was. It came to pass.
On Instagram, he only followed me and her.
Oh.
So two people. So it's who loud. Is this woman That's who you loud. Follow? Who's this woman who you dated for 3 years?
Mm.
Who's this woman who you were with? You know, like what? It was just dating. Like, I just had a hunch.
I hear you. Yeah.
So, what I want to say as I give that story, it's kind of emotional.
We need right issues on
set. No, we're fine. I'm trying to say is that you need to follow your hunch and you need to ask the right questions.
Yes.
Because probably you're in the wrong relationship and you're wasting so much time. And time is so unforgiving.
True. It will never come back.
Someone posted, okay, you get married at 40. Great. Yeah. How long does it take to get a baby? By 41. You get your baby at 41. How long does the baby go to primary school? 43.
Yeah.
Preschool, I mean like primary. I don't know what they call it now.
45-ish, 60.
45. High school,
48. Wow.
Like,
yeah.
What I'm not so saying to anyone who's that age that time is gone.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you who can redeem time and make right decisions.
Do it now.
Because if you're in your 30s and you date for 8 years, you'll get it to your late 30s.
True. To work against you.
It'll work against you.
It's true. And one of the things that can also help is insist on meeting the friends of your significant other.
Right.
It also helps to get to know who you're dealing with.
Right.
When I met Karen, like I've said before, I was a church boy, but I had another life in high school, in campus, and I had friends whom we did stuff together. And I remember how uncomfortable I was.
With them meeting Karen?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and Karen insisted, bring them over for lunch. I'm like, no, they don't have to come for lunch. No, you bring them over, I'll make lunch. So I tell my friends, and they're too excited. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to shoot myself on the leg. So on our way, I'm prepping them how to speak. You can't cast there. You can't say we're just from cheating a cat. By the way, this was real problem. Because you see now, the image she has of me is this guy who's committed in church. He's a leader. Yeah, but then out there, they have another version.
Oh, Lord.
And so we come, and in the process of a conversation, it doesn't matter how much you try to hide. Something will always give. But that was helpful. Eventually, we ended up all being very good friends. All my friends were in my wedding lineup.
Oh, sweet.
But
are you still friends now after the marriage?
Okay, we are.
Interesting.
We are. We've been in each other's lives I think they're even closer to Karen than they are with me. I go home and I'm told, have you talked to your friend? This is happening.
Oh, sweet.
And I think that was helpful because it helped her see a side of me she didn't know, and she knew how to now deal with it.
Right.
So I think it's important. That's how, because you say when you're in love, the part of your mind responsible for making rational decisions is sort of
hypothalamus.
It's clouded.
Right.
So you also need people, third parties that can see traps you're not seeing.
Let's wrap this up by just sharing that number one, you have to be in charge of your life. Please make good decisions.
Yeah.
Most of these relationships that end up going for 8 years, what happens is for 3 years the relationship was a secret.
Absolutely.
The fourth year, you started really, you know, revealing to people.
Yeah.
The fifth year, you broke up. And you're like, this thing, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
because of your toxicity and your bonding, and you feel like you've wasted too much time, by 6 years you're back together.
Yeah.
Like literally, I don't know if I'm talking to anyone's
story.
It's
true, and there is a lot of compromise in there now. It's
too much compromise.
Familiarity.
I want to give a clear state position on this. Mm-hmm. It's not a murky one for me.
Yeah.
Don't date for more than a year and a half if you're not having real conversations on where
you're going.
You're going.
True.
It doesn't make sense.
I agree.
In fact, even less. Because we're believers. And God doesn't like people who are neither hot nor cold. You're checking out someone for a year of their life.
What for?
That's a sin. Sinful. So my position is immediate no. Immediate no.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your position?
You
don't take a hard stand like me?
Yes.
Okay.
Let dating be defined.
All right.
The why question must be answered.
It's called DTR.
Yes.
Define the relationship.
Absolutely. We need to be able to define why we are doing this. What's the end goal? And if the end goal is marriage, then how do we prepare? And how do we set a timeline as early as possible, if possible, where you can be working towards, so that all your efforts are harmonized and you're working on a definite goal. And I think when timelines are insisted and when the goal is communicated properly, so that someone is not sure, okay, so are you in it or not? Is it me or is someone else? That needs to be defined. And I think that burden falls more on boy child. So we have to define our dating, and then we will be able to have a better and easier time. Yeah.
If you do not want to DTR, that's define the relationship, then keep it on friend basis.
Yep.
Don't expect boyfriend treatment. Meeting groups, don't specialize.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can also decide autaki kudet. Minche kwa namtu aliniambia, by the way, I'm selfish right now, but though. Yeah.
Go to evil.
Yeah.
And by the way, if in case you're on the journey towards marriage and you're afraid, fears will, you'll never overcome fears.
Yeah.
When you overcome one, another one will come. You'll never get to a place where you are 100% fear-free. Get married anyway.
I love that word, fear-free.
Yeah.
This is the end of this video. I know it's been a bit intense. We want to hear your comments. Why don't you make sure to share this video? Why don't you make sure to leave a comment? Engage with us. Whatever it is you say, it's your opinion and it's valid.
It's valid.
Let's have real conversation.
It's welcome here.
It's welcome here. My name is Kari Kagiri.
My name is Mr. Cole.
This is the Behind Church Walls podcast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.